Wait, is this your guys' first year?
It's a clear day at Humpy Cove, and dozens of kids are chattering along the shore. Their careful eyes are trained on the water.
Bring those kids over here.
Vince Tudiakov Sr. calls for everyone to gather round as the kids finally glimpse the source of their excitement. It's a hunting party returning with a seal.
Hey, coming through this. Look, this one.
Move back, please.
Back up.
Today we got a hair seal. It's called Isso. Say Isso.
Isso.
Hair seal.
Tudiakov is the coordinator of Camp Kangayu, organized by the Kawalungan tribe. He's also the traditional chief.
And my name is Kakamilga, which means one who provides.
Tudiakov says he's helped to lead camp for about half its lifetime, ever since Emil Barakov recruited him almost a decade ago.
Has the mission changed much over?
No, our mission and goal is pretty much from day one, and that is the Aleut Dunungan culture, language, knowledge from the elders being passed down to the kids.
Now that he's nearing retirement, Tudiakov says he's ready to pass down some responsibility too, and he's already got an eye on the next generation of leaders.
I look around and I see mentors today that were, you know, 5 and 10 year olds and now are teachers.
That includes Dolores Gregory, who's just a ways down the beach. She's teaching a group of kids to stick the final move of Chagach, the halibut dance.
We're gonna do 1, 2, 3 and then hook. 1, 2, 3, ha! Good job. Let's do it again.
Gregory says Chagach is an Akka dance that tells the story of a successful halibut fishing trip. It's been taught every summer since the first Camp Q, when she was just 6 years old.
I was actually too little to come when they first started, so I would be over in the river catching minnows while all my cousins and my brother were in camp.
Gregory has come a long way since then. As an adult, she's grown into an established dancer and a strong advocate for preserving Anungan stories.
A majority of our stories and everything were passed on through dance. So that part of passing the culture along, keeping it alive, is really important because dancing was actually forgotten. It was lost. So
Gregory says she's proud to help revive the tradition as an emerging camp leader. And as she watches her students dance on the beach, finally having mastered Chagach, she says she's excited for the future.
I would love to see the kids that I've taught take up the torch themselves. I can see that happening with some of the girls that are in my dance group now.
Meanwhile, back on the other side of camp, the hunting party has hauled the seal up and on to a butchering table.
So you just chop off the head, cut straight down the middle of the body, and peel it back.
Trevor Schliebe is 17 years old. He's the hunter who shot the seal.
I don't know, it's like kind of my first year stepping up a little bit more, being a little bit more serious.
That includes practicing his processing skills and helping to demonstrate for the younger kids. He's learning from experienced hunters like Larry Dirks.
So like this soft spot here, take it, bend it, and then you'll see where you could cut.
I didn't cut as much as they do because they know all the ways around the bones and all that. And I'm still trying to learn everything that they know. And it's coming along, but I know there's more tricks out there that they'll teach me later.
Schliebe says it's something like a childhood wish come true. He's been going to Camp Q since the fourth grade.
I know when it came to seal line day, I was always excited and always wanted to get in, get up close, touch something, or now I'm shooting them and cutting them up, and it's cool.
Still, coordinator Vince Tudiakov isn't ready to hand the reins to Schliebe or Gregory quite yet. But he says Unalaska's up-and-coming cultural leaders have him feeling pretty confident about the next era of Camp Q.
I really feel good about leaving it in good hands if I should decide to retire, which I've been trying to retire for a couple of years. You know, so I'm hoping that they'll continue what we have going on here today.
You see a long future for Camp Q?
Yes. As long as there's Aleut in this community, there will be a culture camp. I really believe that.
Reporting from Humpy Cove, I'm Laura Craigle.